All right, joining us now, we have the head golf professional down TPC San Antonio, Rob Nader joins us. Rob, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you very much. I appreciate having me on the show.
All right, so are you guys ready for the Valero Texas Open? Are you set up, everything ready to go, stands in place, ropes? What's left to do?
I mean, the only thing left to do is for all the golfers to come on board. The advance week, as we call it, and there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of kind of moving and traffic and flow and everything, but everything's coming along great. We're ready to put on a great show for everybody.
All right, so when you're looking at the setup on the course and they're setting up the TV towers and all those kinds of things, where would you sit? I mean, I'm going to be watching on TV. What tower should I hope they're showing most often? Where's the action happen? Where's the carnage? Where a guy's going to make a push?
You know, depending on what kind of action you're looking for, we've got a great closing stretch of holes between really 15 through 18, kind of the hub of the activity, and everything's kind of surrounded from 16 to 18. And there's a great kind of three-way hole there that all the kind of fun stuff that kind of going on, all the fans kind of congregate to and kind of watch the setup. So you'll see a lot of amazing hospitality tents. You'll see a great show put on by Valero and the Valero Texas Open. So kind of those last three holes are kind of the place to be.
All right, so where are we going to see guys fall apart?
Hey, honestly, it could be any hole. There's so many difficult golf holes out on that golf course, but you can really see some really good shots and some bad scores end up, after a great drive between the short par four over on number five, or the short par four on 17. You get up to the green and there's a lot going on up there. So you may hit a good shot and then kind of get up there and see you may have fallen into a bunker, or you're still 30 yards away with a very difficult approach back up to the green. So there really could be a number of different holes that could be implodes.
So, the last couple of years, Jimmy Walker, defending champion, comes in at 277, which is 11 under par. The year before that, minus 8 wins. The year before that, minus 14 wins. What is the basis for the kind of the difference in the scoring out there? Is it wind? Is it other conditions? Kind of give me a feel for what makes the scores go a little bit higher versus a little bit lower on this golf course.
Sure. I think the first factor is weather. Looking at the scores last year, you look at the first 2 days, depending on if you had a morning or afternoon draw, you don't see guys shoot mid-80s too often. But last year, those first 2 days, if you were playing early on, and there was a lot of mid-80s out there. Dustin Johnson shoots an amazing 78, first round. A lot of it has to do with the wind conditions, how gusty it gets out there, and just trying to hit into some of those greens that they're very large greens, but they're so sectioned off. You land on the wrong section, you're going to have one heck of a putt to try to either two putt or go for birdie.
Well, as the head man in charge, I'm guessing you know this course really well, like the back of your hand. If the PGA or some sponsor came in and gave you an unlimited budget to change one hole for the tournament, what hole would you change and what kind of changes would you make?
One hole, the only one that I think I would change now would probably be number 12. A few years ago, we renovated four different greens on the golf course just to try to get four better tournament pin positions for the Valero Texas Open. On number 12, we kind of smoothed it out a little bit. And so right now, I would probably just change up the green a little bit, or kind of make it a little bit smaller. It's a pretty large green. I don't want to say it's completely flat, and there's definitely still some humps and bumps in there. But I would probably just decrease the total square footage on number 12 green.
All right, so when we talk about players that come out of Texas, and, with the wins that you get out there, what kind of shots do these guys hit that make them so good in tough conditions?
More than anything, I think it's just their mental game. They've got all the shots there is in the book. I think the more creativity that you've got, that's certainly going to go bode well for you. But, you know, the guys coming from Texas, they know how to hit that kind of low, boring shot that can cut through the winds, but then still stop on a dime on the greens out here. So I think they definitely have a little bit of an advantage from that side of things. But a lot of it has to do with that mental game. It's just kind of plugging away and sticking with the game plan that you set, you know, from the start of your game.
So is there a player in the field whose game you think really suits the course, or maybe a few who could, you know, we might look at to have success?
Well, not to, to give a little bit of a preview for the golf course, but, you know, over the last few years, we have the golf course set up a little bit differently. This year, with the tournament being moved to April, we actually didn't overseed the rough out here. So the rough is going to be a little bit shorter than in previous years. So, you know, some of those guys that may hit it a ton, but may stray off just a little bit off the fairway, are still going to have a pretty good shot at a lot of the green. So I think, pending weather, I think some of the guys that can hit it a long ways are going to have a little bit of an advantage. You know, Dustin Johnson, I think, is a big name to look out for. You know, some of the guys coming out like J.B. Holmes and Brooks Koepka, Brett Snedeker coming out. I think a lot of those guys are going to have a pretty good advantage. Might be putting on the boots come Sunday.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine that the choice to not overseed was easy and was met without any opposition at all. I mean, what went into that? Was it a matter of not being able to overseed and then kill it back in time to have this come in, or what went into it?
We were actually set to not overseed the entire golf course with the weather and kind of through the winter months here. Everything would have come out fine had we not overseeded it. We found that the tour players actually just really enjoy the golf course more when it is overseeded. So we kind of met in the middle and decided to overseed the tees and fairways and greens, but left the rough with Bermuda through the winter.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Rob Nader, the head golf professional down at TPC San Antonio, host of the Valero Texas Open. I'm going to get technical on you here now. So
here we go.
I want to ask you a question. We were talking that Jordan Spieth, you know, in some of his misses, especially on Sunday at the Masters, seemed to be blocks out to the right. As a teacher, when you see students blocking shots out to the right, what are the things that you're looking for in a golf swing that could be the cause of the blocks?
The blocks out to the right, a lot of times it's just getting the club stuck too far inside. And so you have no choice to either throw it out to the right, or you'll see some of the sweeping hooks, the hands kind of take over and we'll bring it back around. But more often than not, it's just getting the club stuck too far inside and kind of throwing it out.
All right, so get me unstuck. How do I get unstuck?
Unstuck. Well, you got to come down to San Antonio and see us.
That's a good answer, but not
all right. After I get there, how am I getting unstuck after I get there?
So to get unstuck, you really want to feel like the club. When you're taking your club back in your backswing, you don't want to feel like it's back behind your body as much. You want to feel like it's out in front of you. And kind of, you know, if you were to imagine a straight line going back behind you in that path from your club, you want to feel like your hands are out in front of you a little bit more, not so much wrapped around your body.
Well, then how do you cure the yips if you're Ernie Els? You're so good. fix everybody. And then I have a question about the golfers at large. How do you when you watch that, I mean, all of us saw him, you know, sort of pick the head of the club up twice, and we knew, all right, he checked it twice. This isn't going to be good. And those first three or four shots didn't even lip out. They weren't even at the cup. What do you do when you have a student with the yips?
Have you ever seen Tin Cup?
Yes.
You know, a lot of times you really have to get away from everything that would even remotely possibly make you think of a yip. You know, if it's, you know, anything possible. First, you get rid of the putter that you've been using. You don't want anything to remind you of a possible yip. And, I mean, it's heartbreaking to watch that. I think all of us have probably been there at some point. You know, that was difficult to watch. But you're just trying to get away from anything that has to remotely remind you of that possible thought.
All right, Rob, one last thing before we let you go. I know this is going to have to be a bold prediction, but, you know, we talked about 11-under, 8-under, 14-under the last 3 years. If you're going to sit in the clubhouse Sunday afternoon, cold beverage, we'll call it an adult beverage in hand, a frosty mug.
Okay.
What number are you going to sit on Sunday afternoon?
You know, pending weather, I think I'm going to say 13 or 14 under wins it.
All right.
I think conditions are going to be a little bit more of the scoring that we've seen in the past. And, Martin Laird scored 14 under back in 2013, but I think we're going to see probably 13 or 14 under win it this year.
So if you get to 17, you can just go ahead and get plastered on Sunday.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, well, Rob? Is that what you're saying?
What happened there.
Oh, well, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck with the tournament, and we look forward to talk to you again in the future, man.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Rob Nader. That's Rob Nader, the head golf professional, TPC San Antonio, host of the Valero Texas Open.